This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 29, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. China's Shenzhou 7 mission provided the Chinese people with a weekend of relief from coverage of the nation's tainted infant formula scandal. Not only did the nation's first spacewalk provide an emotional counterpoint to the embarrassment of the melamine milk story, it literally displaced it from the news, as state-run TV preempted everything for wall-to-wall coverage of the spacewalk. In a Sunday editorial, Xinhua columnist Chang Ailing wrote, quote, "While tainted milk has cast the brand of China-made into international humiliation, another China-made, Shenzhou 7 spacecraft, brought pride and glory to the country's 1.3 billion population," unquote. Ironically, while the 68-hour mission was arranged and timed to maximize its political, military, and public relations value, on the world stage it could actually be a setback to the image of Chinese aerospace engineering. Both the spacesuit used by Zhigang for the EVA and the spacecraft itself are copied from Russia's Soyuz program, perpetuating the long-held notion that Chinese engineers are much better at cloning technology than inventing it. German police boarded a KLM airliner Friday morning at Cologne Bonn Airport and removed two men suspected of plotting a terrorist attack. The New York Times reports the two were pulled from a Fokker F-50 turboprop shortly before it was to take off for Amsterdam. Police spokeswoman Michaela Heyer called the arrest entirely unspectacular, downplaying initial reports that claimed the plane was stormed by police. The flight was delayed about an hour while baggage was removed and the plane thoroughly searched. German media reports the men had been under surveillance for months. Radio Netherlands reports they were taken into custody at the same time a related operation stormed their apartment, where police said they found suicide notes stating they wanted to die in a holy war. The men are believed to be a 23-year-old Somali and a 24-year-old Somali-born German citizen. There was reportedly no indication that either man actually carried weapons or explosives. A Maryland State Police medevac helicopter, thought to be a Eurocopter Dolphin, crashed outside Washington, D.C. early yesterday, claiming the lives of four people. A fifth passenger is said to have survived the crash. CNN reports the helicopter was en route to Prince George's Hospital with two patients critically injured in an automobile accident. When the helicopter's pilot notified dispatch, he planned to return to Andrews Air Force Base to avoid inclement weather, instead of continuing on to the hospital. The helicopter crashed about 3 miles north of Andrews, east of the District of Columbia, in Ritchie, Maryland, at 1:15 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning. WRC Television reports the victims have been identified as pilot Stephen Bunker, co-pilot and flight paramedic Mickey Lippi, emergency responder Tonya Mallard, and Ashley Youngler, one of the traffic accident victims. The second auto accident victim, 18-year-old Jordan Wells, was rushed to the hospital by ambulance in critical condition. The National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a go team. The Mooney Aerospace Group Limited has named Robert B. Gowans the new CEO of Mooney Airplane Company in Kerrville, Texas. Gowans has held executive positions in three different manufacturing companies in the recreational marine industry and brings more than 36 years of senior leadership experience to his new role. Outgoing CEO Dennis Ferguson will retain his position as president. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. We'll tell you more about these stories. A Cape Air Cessna 402 is down in Massachusetts. The House approves NASA's plan to buy seats on Soyuz spacecraft. And the Wichita Aero Club welcomes its charter members. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll look ahead to cold weather, night operations, and increased risks of carbon monoxide with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.